Nancy Lee DeMoss wants to know, how does what you watch on TV compare with this list from Philippians chapter 4?
Whatever things are true, whatever things are honorable, just, pure, lovely, commendable, if there's any excellence, if there's anything worthy of praise, think about these things.
This is Revive Our Hearts with Nancy Lee DeMoss for Wednesday, July 26th.
Talking all this week on Revive Our Hearts about something that I am very, very passionate about, because I believe that this topic has become one of the single greatest enemies of Christ and His kingdom and of His people in our generation. And that's the whole subject of television viewing. Our guest is my first cousin, Bob DeMoss. Bob, thanks so much for being with us on Revive Our Hearts this week.
Yeah, thanks for having me back on.
And thank you for writing this book. It's a terrific book. It's entertaining. I found myself smiling and even probably laughing out loud at times. You have a great sense of humor, but you also have a seriousness of heart and purpose. The book is called TV, The Great Escape. And in this book, you tell about a challenge that you've given people over the years, a challenge we're giving our listeners this week, and then you tell some stories of those who took that challenge. Mm-hmm. Tell us again, for those who haven't been with us this week, what that challenge is.
Well, if you want to revolutionize your life, your marriage, your relationships with the kids, and especially with the Lord, consider going TV-free for a month, for 30 days. You pick the 30 days. And then decide, we're going to unplug all the TVs, we're going to plug in our resolve, and we're going to look at life in a very different set of eyes. Because to me, life is what happens while everyone else is watching TV. I challenged people a number of years ago on this, and I get all these stories back from families who took the TV-free challenge. One of them, Rick from Medina, Ohio, said, you know, actually, after my TV-free month, I feel closer to my wife and my children than I've ever felt before. That's what happens, Nancy. People's lives are changed because they learn to turn to each other for conversation.
Yeah.
TV shuts down conversation. In fact, I can remember one adult college student wrote me, he said, Bob, I am so angry about TV because television robbed me of a relationship with my parents.
Wow.
I would come into the room and they would be ensconced before the shrine. And if I were to start to talk, they'd say, shh, quiet. Wait till the commercials come on.
Hmm.
But Dad, I just got back from this. I want to tell you about, you know, whatever, camping trip or something at school or whatever. It can wait until the commercial. And, you know, it's just to shut a child down, to turn them away so that you can watch selfishly some mindless show that you will not remember 5 seconds after you turn the thing off. See, we're trading artificial entertainment for real life.
Yeah.
And so that's why the TV challenge, to go free of that, to rediscover each other, rediscover a heart for God, to rediscover His great, glorious creation. And that's what we've been challenging people.
And I'm hoping that every one of our listeners
will
take that challenge. I think it might be a precursor to revival if we would just meet the Lord in a whole new way that's made possible and we just get rid of the clutter in our lives. And one great way to do that is this 30-day turn off the TV challenge. Now, we talked yesterday about the influence of television on children, and we could do a whole week's worth of programs and not exhaust that subject. But I know some of our listeners don't have children or their children are grown, and they're thinking, it's not that bad of an influence in my life. I'm single, I'm an adult, I'm an empty nester. You mean to tell me that the TV is really having a negative influence in my life?
What I would suggest to a person who's even wondering that, here are three questions. Just either write them down or just make a mental note of it. The first is, write down on a piece of paper, how has TV enhanced your walk with the Lord? The second thing is write down how TV has had a negative impact on your Christian walk. And then the third thing is ask yourself, would it be relatively easy, somewhat difficult, or almost impossible to imagine going TV-free for 30 days? Now, what I've done this, what I'll find is someone will say, it's had a positive influence on my Christian walk. I don't think so.
Mm-hmm.
But negative, I can give you page after page of how it stimulates the greed factor. I mean, Nancy, you talk about 20, 30,000 commercials a year.
That the average American is watching on TV.
That causes a person to want stuff that they don't
have. I'm real happy with what I have until I turn on the TV and see all the things I didn't know that I didn't have.
It's the greed feeder,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
So you have all that, the materialism, the skimpy kind of clothing that you see, and now all of a sudden I got to have that clothing, the new car that I have to have. And then I start to look at all the different ways that television has defined for me my life, my sense of well-being or lack thereof, how my body image is not what it ought to be, and so on. And I can come down with this whole long list of negative things and how, in fact, it drives me farther from the Lord. You'll see people who fill that in on their notes. It's like, you know what? TV robs me my time to be alone with the Lord, robs me my chance to pray. Well, then when you look at that final question, I would find it difficult to give up TV. So here's something with very little positive benefit in your life, especially your spiritual life, with tons of negative downside, and yet it'd be almost impossible to imagine going without it. That tells me that there's an addiction, a bondage going on. TV should not have that kind of a hold on me or on any of us, I wouldn't think. And that goes back to what you were saying, Nancy, about the idea of the church is being spiritually neutralized by the single greatest force of that is by the television.
And Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, all things are lawful for me. There's nothing inherently sinful about the actual piece of equipment called the television. But he says not all things are helpful. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be enslaved by anything. And we find people not only enslaved by the TV viewing, but then by some of the values, the sensual values, the types of relationships, the negative view of authority that it presents, and not free to love and serve and worship the Lord God with all their hearts. And something's wrong with that picture.
Mm-hmm. And I know some people must be thinking, some listeners might be thinking, okay, Bob, this sounds like you're blaming the TV for an awful lot of negative influence in our life. TV really cannot influence us that much. Well, you know, most of us don't remember a day before television existed. And yet the islands of Fiji in 1995 are when they saw their first TV set.
What year?
1995. That's the first time that they saw a TV. So prior to 1995, so this is recent history, so we can measure this. This is noble information. Prior to the arrival of television, in Fiji, they had this strange idea or notion that to be large was to be in charge. In other words, the bigger the body, the better. And if I came up to you and said, Nancy, looks like he put on a few pounds, that would be considered a compliment in Fiji, okay? And so then the TV comes along, and one of the researchers that was studying, she noted that the incidences of bulimia and anorexia had a two- or three-fold increase within 3 months of the children or the teenagers on the islands starting to watch TV. Why? Because a mirror of Western society was held up to these kids when they're comparing their bodies and what their culture is saying to these anorexic models. And they would think, "Ma, there's something wrong with us." And so they would go the opposite extreme to try to get the look. Television's also had an impact on the culture in Fiji, where when you were older, you were to be esteemed, you were to be honored. And yet when you bring along programs like South Park and some of the different, you know, The Simpsons, and you go down the list of programs where kids are being rude to parents, you found in Fiji that there was a sharp increase of disrespect for those who were in authority.
So look at the values that you're seeing portrayed on television. Look at the attitudes. Look at the way that women talk to their husbands. Mm. Look at the way that kids talk to their parents and say, do I want my children talking this way? Is this a model of how I think God wants me to speak to my husband? Mm. And am I feeding and fueling in my mind wrong and ungodly ways of thinking and thinking it doesn't affect us? That's why I love that passage in Philippians 4 that most of us are familiar with. It says, whatever things are true, whatever things are honorable, just, pure, lovely, commendable, if there's any excellence, if there's anything worthy of praise, think about these things. And I think so many people who are saying, I don't have a heart, a hunger for the Lord. I don't have time to seek the Lord first thing in the morning. I got to run off to work. Maybe one of the reasons is that they're whiling away those nighttime hours late the night before with useless or worse than useless, even vile types of things. They're thinking about those things, and that's really what's molding and shaping their lives.
You know, Nancy, even if everything on TV was not just negative or neutral but positive, if you could look at simply, though, the quantity of time that we spend in front of the box.
And think about the day when we stand before the Lord.
And give an account.
And he says, I gave you these minutes, hours, days, and years. What did you do with them? That's the reason, Bob, that my dad didn't have a TV in our home and that it was the time-wasting element.
I can remember coming over one Thanksgiving to your house in Philly as kids, and I was sitting at the dinner table next to your dad, and I said, you know, where's the TV? And he smiled with that little smile and he said, how do people have time to watch television? I can't imagine a greater time waster than that thing. And he didn't, because he saw it as such a colossal time waster.
And that's why the Apostle Paul says in Ephesians chapter 5, look carefully then how you walk, not as unwise, but as wise, making the best use of the time, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish. And I wonder if far more of us than we realize have been foolish in just whittling away hours, years perhaps, of our lives with something that is not helping us to become more like Christ. It's not helping our kids to love the Lord more. If that could possibly be true of your life, then why not consider taking this very helpful 30-day turn off the TV challenge. I want to challenge you to get Bob's book. It's called TV, The Great Escape. It's available through our website, or you can call our 800 number and order it. I hope that every one of our listeners, with or without the book, will seriously pray about taking this challenge. And then, as you do, write and let us know what happens. What happens in your life? What happens in your family? We'd like to hear how this experiment works for you and what impact it has on your life.
And remember, we're officially setting aside August as TV-free month. So you still have a few days to plan and talk this idea over with your husband and children. You can read more about it and sign up at reviveourhearts.com/TV-free. As usual, Nancy and Bob waxed more eloquent than we have time for on the radio program, but all is not lost. No, you can order this week's extended interviews from us on CD at our website, reviveourhearts.com. And Nancy just mentioned getting in touch with us to tell us your story of turning off the TV. Well, here's how. To email us, go to reviveourhearts.com and click on Contact Us. Our mailing address is listed there, too. ReviveOurHearts.com is also where you can find out more about Bob DeMoss's book, TV, The Great Escape, and other helpful resources. Or if you'd rather call us at 1-800-569-5959. Again, it's 1-800-569-5959. Nancy, what do we have coming up?
Over the next couple of days, you'll hear a firsthand testimony of someone who took this challenge, and we'll also be answering some questions you may have about how do you get your husband to get interested in taking this challenge, or your wife, or your kids. And we'll also talk about some practical things that you can do, some constructive ways that you can use the time that you're gaining as you turn off the television for that month.
I hope you can join us. That's tomorrow on Revive Our Hearts. Revive Our Hearts with Nancy Lee DeMoss is an outreach of Life Action Ministries.